fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
On Thursday, the 4th day of August. The prepper tip today, one I've never given before, is to get cash and use cash. Get cash and use cash every day for daily transactions. The more cash we use in our society, the more it gives issues and problems for the powers that be. They don't want us using cash. We have patient Wayne Green with my friend, Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I like to refer to Dr. Horowitz as a man with his brain on fire. Many, many websites. We only give out 5 of them to get you started. The first one I listen to every day, 528radio.com. Next, we have judicialcorruptionnews.com. Then healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net. And we got one more also, 2 more, actually. medicalveritas.org and waronwethepeople.com. That's the most recent one we give out, waronwethepeople.com. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Great to join you.
Good to have, as always. It bears repeating every week that the world we live in has become slightly more bizarre than it was the week before. A never-ending Twilight Zone episode, hasn't it, sir?
Well, that describes it perfectly, John. It's absolutely insane, unconscionable. The manipulations by the politicians and the global elite, the multinational corporation banksters, what they're doing to society is criminal and then psychopathic, and I think it's demonic as well.
Absolutely. Well, the standard reference book for mental illness has changed over the years. We talked about this earlier in the week, where the standard reference book used to list homosexuality as a mental illness. Well, they cut that page out. Even though homosexual beliefs or activity is still a mental illness, because they cut it out of the book doesn't mean it's no longer a mental illness, does it?
You're absolutely right, John. You know, my own personal take on this, and having a fair amount of expertise, having a Harvard degree in behavioral science, having another master's degree in holistic education that involves every aspect, beautiful holistic model of who we are, really, to look back at the whole concept of homosexuality as I've done And I'm prefacing now by saying, I have many good friends who are gay. I love them dearly. I think one of the most committed people I know who passed away recently, Dr. Cantwell, Alan Cantwell, was a dear colleague of mine. We were two of six international experts on the man-made laboratory creation of AIDS. And Alan spent the better part of his professional career being blacklisted just like I, so we had a lot in common. Dear friend of mine, the bottom line here, my personal perspective is that we all are sinners. We are all literally lame to some extent, and we are all grown in this culture. That's what this is. We're dealing particularly in medicine with the medical culture, where we're raised with trauma. Every child is traumatized from birth, and it basically involves the whole concept of sin, which is derives from the Greek archery term to be off the mark. When your arrow sinned, you didn't hit the bullseye. And so the concept of sinning from the behavioral perspective and the psychosocial perspective deals largely in human race with trauma as a child. We suffer traumas. It's traumatic to just be born onto this planet. You know, you get slapped on your butt and your baby cries, and it's traumatic right from the get-go. But now add to that the whole rearing that our parents, who are largely dysfunctional because they themselves have bought into the culture, which has been directed by the multinational corporations that are involved in academic manipulations. So we have training. We've been educated into ignorance. Everything about that deals with family, family values, the whole concept has been literally undermined from birth to grave in this culture in which we're reared and basically try to administer our lives. So the question then becomes, okay, where does homosexuality fit into this? And frankly, it's unreasonable to presume that it's normal. It is unreasonable to presume that that's normal, because essentially a man has a penis, a woman has a vagina. They're meant to come together just like a water molecule seeks its mate. People don't realize that a single water molecule is non-existent. They always literally combine with their mates. They do that in order to reestablish the polarity. You see, there's a tetrahedron structure of a single water molecule, H2O. Why is this important? Because it's a fundamental example of the need to come together with a polarized mate in an appropriate natural way. So the water molecule is a tetrahedron. And what happens, because H2O is polarized, it comes together with its mate, and now we have snowflakes. We have literally the carbon six that we are as human beings. Everything is involved in sacred geometric form that's based on resonant energy frequency, including male-female relationships, because we are natural. God said, you know, go off, be fruitful, and multiply. Well, what does that mean? It means two men can't have a baby. And so the reality is it's a simple kind of, from my perspective, in my opinion, common sense that there's something wrong with homosexuality, and there's something wrong with all of us. And yet, you know, we don't throw people who are paraplegic and quadriplegic out and say, you know, we're not going to love you. We're not going to care for you. You know, we don't take vaccine injured people, particularly autistic children made so by the mercury toxicity largely, and say, we're not going to care for you. In fact, in our society now, we have all special education, and it's like a tremendous burden on society to literally deal with, cope with what the pharmaceutical industrialists have literally imposed, so by their poisonings. So we don't do that. We don't do that because we're loving human beings.
Doctor, I agree with you, we don't, but I'm going to interrupt you and ask you to consider another way to look at it, in addition to what you said, which I agree with. Now, first of all, to lay some foundation, would it be a fair statement, Doctor, to say that there are many dozens of mental illnesses? Would that be a fair statement?
That's absolutely certain.
Okay, now, moving on from there, I've got a list of them in alphabetical order here. Let's say there are a few of them. Acute stress disorder. I'll skip through. Agoraphobia. I've known people like that. Amnesia. Alcohol addiction. Asperger's. Barbiturate related disorders. And I'm not going to go through very many more of these. I'm not aware. Now, if you're aware of any, what I'm about to say, if you're aware of any other mental illness other than homosexuality being elevated and giving a special status, where there's T-shirts celebrating it, where there's parades celebrating this particular mental illness, to the elimination and excluding all other mental illnesses. So I ask you, Doctor, I know you don't have an answer, you may, why has one mental illness been picked out to be given an elevated status and have parades and flags and T-shirts and organizations to celebrate and take pride in a particular mental illness to the exclusion of all other of the dozens of many other mental illnesses, sir? I don't expect to have an answer, but I'd like your comment.
Thank you, John. Yeah, great question. It's indicative of the fact that we have a socio-psychopathic political agenda that is literally dehumanizing civilization. And that's consistent with what's called transhumanism, which is largely what we've been talking about concerning the nano bioelectronics of the vaccines and their hydrogels and the injection of the graphene and the whole electronics for the brain cloud connection, and literally turning civilization into something that it's not. Literally demonically possessed cyborg state, virtually. And so this is really, I think, part of what we're witnessing. Like you started the program, everything is insane. We, the people who are reasonable, reasonably intelligent, loving, capable, worthy of love and giving love and receiving love, we are appalled at what's ongoing. For them to now even be considering having war with China after what they've done in this whole arena of wokeism and lacking preparation for war, and I'm a peace activist, so I can't even conceive of what they're doing. It is beyond my comprehension. It is completely insane. So I look at the politicians who are literally suppressing the fault I have right now with all the elections, with all of the politicians. I can't even handle the left, but the right wing I am so disgusted with, because the fundamental fact is they're literally omitting and neglecting the most important realities. I saw Rand Paul yesterday on Fox News, for example, having a congressional investigating committee hearing for the first time in the area of my expertise. And I have been literally nonstop trying to provide the intelligence with my book, COVID Coup, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, literally suppressed when it goes into Anthony Fauci and all of the facts that his literally inside circle of demons who literally created this virus, and currently now they're now diverting. They're not talking about what the virus is doing, the big action, the main game that's being played for the great global reset, and how the plagues are associated with the vaccinations for depopulation. They're not talking about that. Everything is a diversion. Well, in law, omissions, when you omit most important facts, that's fraud. So the entire operation of the political system is fraudulent, and the media is simply manipulating the people's minds. It's social engineering, this compliance with what amounts to genocide. This is a mass killing or enslaving of people for profit, politics, and ideology. And the ideology is we have too many useless eaters to feed. The ideology is we need to integrate now big tech into every aspect of our lives. We need to now create cyborg type of civilization where transhumans are literally controlled with their brains connected to the cloud. That is where we're at. To the extent that the politicians are not addressing these fundamental issues, we have a bunch of frauds. They all should be removed.
Absolutely. We have a couple of callers on hold here. First, we have Dave in New York. Again, go ahead, Dave.
Hello, Leonard. apparently you didn't get the email or the telegram that viruses don't exist. But anyway, neither did I. And I'm wondering if you've seen the electron micrograph high resolution images of SARS-CoV-2. We had a couple of guys on last night saying that that there were no images of SARS-CoV-2, real images, just some computer model things. And they're saying that no virus was ever isolated. And I really find this to be appalling level of miseducation and lack of looking, because I've sent articles to John showing some of these high-resolution photographs that show particulates with what you could call spikes out of the surface. They're very clear to me. Have you seen these, and what's your opinion?
Thank you. Yes, I've been asked on several occasions in recent months to answer to that main question: do viruses exist, or are we simply looking at a fraud? The fact is, viruses exist. And the fact is that what all of those people who are engaged in literally this disinformation campaign, it is one of the diversions, and it is based on omissions and misrepresentations. It is fraud. It started with, actually goes back 25 years ago when I came out with the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, where I literally paid special attention to Dr. Peter Duisberg, who was the originator of this particular, and John Rappaport. They were the originators of this concept that viruses don't exist, and that everything that they produced during the, quote, special virus cancer program that ran from 1962 to the mid-1970s. That program, they mass-produced viruses galore, every aspect of cancer viruses that to produce immune suppression and cancer induction, they produced in the labs. I have the documents. I have the special virus cancer program reports. They're literally being sold on healthyworldstore.com. Anybody who's literally engaged in this discussion, the debate, confusion would be certainly clear if they read the contracts, read what was being written by Duisberg and Gallo and all of the main players in the cancer virus network. And then today, it's the same thing. It's basically a regurgitation. And the fundamental question that they refuse to answer, which blows their entire concept, is, okay, if viruses don't exist, then how is it that the 1972 through 74 hepatitis B vaccine that was given to the specific populations that came down with the first AIDS cases, gay men in New York City, blacks in Central Africa, and Willowbrook State School mentally retarded children on Staten Island in New York, where they closed the school. Geraldo Rivera said, oh, you know, this is a great case of looking at child abuse. Well, again, omissions. Hello, omissions, misrepresentations, and fraud. They were injecting those children with the hepatitis B vaccines, and they gave them AIDS. And then they closed the school, all except the biological weapons lab in that school that was being administered by the Army, by the New York University Medical Center, by the CDC. They were, and by the way, the Rockefeller Blood Bank, Blood Council, they were heavily involved also at that time with that research.
Leonard, so that's fulfilling. So that's fulfilling Cope's postulate, which is merely a postulate. But, you know, hey, they injected them with an infectious agent, apparently, and they got the disease. I mean, it's consistent with that.
Absolutely. That's absolutely
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and so there's one other question, and this is relating to the deaths from the flu. Now, Jeremy Faust came out with an article from Harvard stating that, you know, in most years, you could see his bar graph, it was about 7,500 people actually died from the flu based on CDC death certificate data. And now you can get that from FluView deep in the CDC website. You know, it's not first thing you're going to see. You're going to see 30, 50,000, you know, estimates. But these are those, their death certificate data shows that. Now, in the 2019-2020 year, I went into FluView.
Dave, thank you for your call. Thank you for your call, Dave. We'll be back after the break.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Fix bayonets.
Leviden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back. We have one of my neighbors on hold here. We have Linda. Her and her husband have a beautiful home for sale here in beautiful Crawford County. Linda, good morning. Hello, Linda.
Good morning, John.
There you are. There you are. Linda, I have family roots going back in this county before the Civil War. I just spoke to a gentleman. His family roots go back to 1815 in Crawford County. And this county has a lot of history and quite a few beautiful homes, and you just happen to own one of them, don't you?
That's right. That's right.
Absolutely. Now, something I want to talk about a bit, this is an upscale home. It has what's called radiant heat for this home, seven different zones. The propane-fired boiler circulates that heat through the floor. Now, Linda, you're a retired nurse, and you know, as I know, that radiant heat is the most healthy form of heat that there is, isn't it?
It is. It keeps all, unlike forced air heat, right? There's no pollutants or anything, right, floating around in the air. It's a wonderful heat.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, that's what we're talking about at thelibertyman.com. We're getting a lot of interest in this. The first person who buys it, well, there will only be one buyer. They're going to be Linda's neighbor and my neighbor. The place is about 8 minutes away from me. And you've maintained this home as a bed and breakfast for a number of years, a high-end bed and breakfast. I've stayed in some that were pretty run-of-the-mill. But this is a high-end bed and breakfast with customers that have an expectation because they're used to staying at three-star and four-star, even five-star hotels where everything's pristine. And that's the expectation for your customers, isn't it?
It is, yeah. We actually get a lot of international guests there.
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. We also have in Crawford County a place where men and women come from around the planet to hunt exotic animals. It's not well known to the general public, but the same kind of animals that you would hunt in Central Africa can be found in Crawford County for a fee.
Right.
A very nice fee. You're probably aware of the place I'm talking about. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want a really beautiful home, the furnishings are negotiable. The very artistic decorations that Linda and her husband furnished this place with the high-end artistic decorations. The great room has what? Is it a 30-foot ceiling?
It is. It is, yes.
Absolutely. Well, check this out at my website. Give me a call. My phone number is right there. And we'll set up an appointment for you and to visit with Linda and check out this place. Spend several hours looking at the beautiful 40 acres surrounded by the National Forest. You can never have close by neighbors. That's not possible because you can't buy the National Forest, can you?
Right. Not at this
Absolutely.
Time, you can't.
Not at this time. We don't anticipate that changing.
Well, no.
Linda, I want to thank you for being with us. And have you had a chance to get out and look at the beautiful forest after the rainfall this morning?
No, actually, I'm in Concordia, Missouri this morning.
Okay. Well, we had a great rainfall and thunderstorm last night. All the leaves are shining with the dampness of the rain, and it's cooled off quite a bit. I want to thank you for being with us, and we'll talk soon about this again, Linda.
Thank you, John.
Okay. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, listen to these websites. Here we go. WarOnWeThePeople.com. This is one of the more recent ones. WarOnWeThePeople.com, 528Radio.com, JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Okay, doctor, looks like our next caller would be looks like Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Dr. Horowitz and John. I wanted to tell you a couple of things. I haven't heard anybody mention the Paul R. Ehrlich book, The Population Bomb, in 1968, where he predicted worldwide famine and be so much overpopulation that they'd have to make man-made islands for them to live. And when none of it came true, and he's questioned about it, somehow he's still going with it. And the solution was homosexuality. Remember all that?
Yes, and that's consistent with my understanding also.
Yeah.
Okay, Pat. The doctor is aware of it. What's your next question there, Pat?
Okay. I've been studying that monkeypox, and my son sent me this video, and they showed taking a black and orange or yellow capsule and putting a magnet to it, and it would pick it up. And then they put it in water, and hot water, about 5 minutes till it dissolved. And then they took the magnet
What's that capsule got to do with monkeypox, Pat?
Well, will you let me finish? Okay, you don't have time. Okay, I'll let
Hold
you
on to the break. You can explain what this means. We don't have a clue at the moment.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back.
We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind.
And we are back.
We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering.
And we are back.
You ask, what is our policy?
Now we're back. That was Winston Churchill, of course, and his famous speech, probably his most famous speech. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. A lot to learn and a lot to educate you. And, of course, special products you'll find nowhere else. And keep in mind, I do private consultations, helping people get the information, get the clarity, have the laser focus they need to make major decisions, typically doing 2 or 3 a week right now. And, of course, products you'll find at my website that will help you. If we got winter in about 3 to 5 months, depending on where you live, you want to be warm and cozy and save money. I think that's what most of us want to do. Be warm, cozy, and save money. The Liberator Rocket Heater will do that. Heat up to a 2,000 square foot home and save you money. Check that out. And, of course, Energy Cleaners, my home business, helping people all over the planet, literally, to get past their arthritis pain, get the best night's sleep they've had in decades. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Mattress pads vary in price. I'm picking up a fresh batch of Energy Cleaners probably over the weekend. Get these back orders caught up and have a few ready to ship. Details at my website where you can place your order using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. This is the last time I'll give out these websites, this show. Listen carefully. War on We the People. WarOnWeThePeople.com. I say again, WarOnWeThePeople.com. 528Ready.com. I listen to that every day. JudicialCorruptionNews.com. HealthyWorldStore.com. RevolutionTelevision.net. And MedicalVeritas.org. And Pat from Texas, you're about to tell us the relationship between these pills and monkeypox. Please explain.
Okay. There was a video that my son sent me about them taking this capsule that was black and orange or yellow and put a magnet on it, and you could pick it up on the black end. And then they cut it in half and tried to, you know, magnetize all the, see if they could pick up any powder. They couldn't, and they put it in hot water for 5 minutes and it melted. And then he took the magnet and he drug it all over. I guess it's the graphene, and that's what they were assuming anyway. So I told people I know that take a lot of pills, don't take any pill with a black end on it, you know. And so they came out with this TPOX, T-P, it's capital letters, T as in train and P as in Paul, O-X-X. And it's a black and yellow capsule. And it, and they say it's just doing wonders for a monkey virus. And I thought, yeah, let me look at it. And when it was black, I said, uh-oh. So I just wanted to tell people that they got everything they want to hook you with and put that graphene in you, and now it's a monkeypox cure, okay?
Okay. Thank you for the call, Pat. Any follow-up, Doctor, before we move on to our next call?
Just the obvious conclusion is that what they do with monkeypox and all of the viral supposed plagues they're frightening us with, it's basically a sales gimmick. You know, this is exactly what they did with Cipro sales scam with the anthrax mailings. You know, they do this. This is, they control the media. You see, you've got what I have been referring to is the military medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical, banking cartel that backs big tech as well as big media. So this is a mind control, this monkeypox and all of the plagues. If you go to Flu Scam on the website WarOnWeThePeople.com, you'll get the background on the H1N1 swine flu that was a similar scam. So this is what they do. And we the people are, you know, frightened, and it's the fear that induces them, their compliance behavior, where we run out, get vaccinated, and we take their agents, their drugs. And so this is what this monkeypox is really all about. They have a new series of antivirals that they want to sell. They have new vaccines, like Pat's saying, with the graphene that they want to distribute, because, again, that's ultimately where the brain-cloud connection is. That neuroscience has advanced substantially, so that these new drugs, particularly the vaccines with the hydrogel components, they deliver these technologies, these devices that enable us to have this electromagnetic, and there's your magnetism, your literally metal magnetic components in the vaccines and in the drugs, that they're then able then to assess everything that's going on in the body in real time, because it's connected to 5G and the cloud, and they can assess your even brain neurology with regard to these implants. And that's what they virtually are. They're, you know, injectable implants.
All right. Our next caller is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Don't hear the good morning to both of you. Pat has some good information, John. I know you're only one person and you've got several pots on the fire, but I think that it would really benefit you to look into the whole idea, and I don't know how much study you've done, but I've been doing it since 1984, looking into transhumanism and realizing that what Pat's saying about these vaccines and the black goo is what they were calling it several years ago, the graphene oxide. They're actually injecting, and doctor, correct me if I'm wrong, they're injecting you with a self-assembling nanobot that can literally form a computer or a system in your body Because as the Army War Institute said, the mind is a battleground of the future. And through mind control, brainwashing, menticide, whatever name you want to put on it, they're controlling people and they're changing. Listen, folks, I know that it's foolishness to a lot of people that listen to me harp on this day after day after day, but they are changing you into something that is not entirely human, not entirely animal. They're merging man and machine, and we're looking at Daniel chapter 2, iron and miry clay. It's coming right before our eyes. And now with what's going on in London at the Commonwealth Games, I don't know if you've seen the video where they rolled out a giant bull, a red bull, and they're basically performing a satanic ritual, worshiping this bull at the opening of the Commonwealth Games in England. We are living in a time like no other. And until we realize the enemy, like Sun Tzu said, John, you got to know your enemy. And if we're closing our eyes to our enemy, we're vulnerable to his attacks. Doctor, am I wrong?
No, everything you said, John, is right. And I really, again, I've always said it, every time you call in, I'm delighted because you're always bringing excellent information, very well studied, and particularly the nano-neuro-bioelectronics self-assembling devices involving the graphene and the graphene oxide. That's precisely right on. The science is absolutely certain. They've been doing this. The earliest I found was starting in around 2012. They were heavily working on this. This is largely the subject of my book, COVID Coup, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, because Fauci's inner circle heavily goes to Harvard and MIT, and Bill Gates and Epstein's money and the mega group, all the financing with the military and DARPA went developing these types of self-assembling technologies that once injected would grow in the body and ultimately enable the brain-cloud connection, the neuroscientific manipulations that they had intended to create exactly what it is that you're talking about. So I corroborate the science. It's absolutely certain. There's no question about it. By the way, if you go to medicalveritas.org right now, about 4 weeks ago, I posted the feature article on medicalveritas.org that deals with the antidote, which is the humic soil-based products. It's humic acid and fulvic acid. It is a antioxidant that literally destroys the bioelectronics of the lipid component. That's the most unstable of the aspects of the electronic device that they're injecting. It's the lipid component that if you add antioxidants, the best way to do that is eat a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables. Lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, and also take a supplement. I have Zeolove years ago, even before I even knew this, developed Zeolove with the 528 frequency resonating, which is an antioxidant by and in of itself, proven by two different studies, independent of me. The reality is that you have to flood your body with antioxidants, alkalizing agents to destroy the bioelectronics, short circuit it. That's what you can do. And that will relieve many of the symptoms and the issues that are being raised in the body, the hypersensitivity reactions, the blood clotting issues. A lot of this is as a result of the immune dysfunction and hypersensitization reactions that are being caused as a result of the injection of the hydrogels that contain these bioelectronic devices.
Can I give a preventative and a cure all in one? Okay,
please.
Here's the preventative. Come to know Jesus Christ, because then according to Isaiah, no weapon formed against you can prosper, and this is a weapon. The cure is give your heart and soul to Jesus Christ, because in so doing, biblically, and again, this sounds like foolishness. The Bible tells us that the things of God are foolishness to those that aren't spiritually minded. The cure is being born again, because you literally become, according to the Bible, a new creature. With the spiritual birth, you're a new creature. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. You're new in Christ. All of the evil that's been done to you can be washed away in a millisecond if you'll just come to realize that what Pat has said and what I have said and what others have said that sound like foolishness is absolute truth. I don't agree with everything Pat says. She doesn't agree with everything I say. But Pat is my sister, okay? Just like I disagree with my wife, I can have disagreements and still remain friends and still have love in my heart for a person. John, I would plead with you. I know you're very busy, but don't be so quick to, because it's something you may not understand or you may not have the desire to learn about, don't reject it offhand. Because there's a lot of brilliant people that listen to RBN, and I'm not including myself. You've got listeners that have done hours and hours and hours of research, and you have a guest on, and because the guest disagrees with the listener is made to look like he's foolish, when really it's your guests that are professing themselves to be wise or presenting themselves as foolish. And I don't like to see that either. I appreciate you letting me get it out.
Okay,
I know,
John.
A lot of times I sound antagonistic. I'm not being. I'm just very sincere. So
okay,
thank you
thank
both.
You, John. We can move on. Our next caller is Robert in Illinois. Good morning, Robert.
Morning. Are you okay there?
Go ahead. You're on the air.
All right. Real quick, this is an old subject. The Bluetooth recognition of people that have had the jab. I conducted a little private investigation on my vacation. I was in a lobby at a hotel in Wichita, Kansas. I turned on the Bluetooth, and it immediately brought up a series of letters and numbers not associated with any Bluetooth instrument. I conducted that same test again at my hometown, and I just yesterday and today picked up two different numbers totally, and I'm just wondering, is there any information to recognize that these are actual results from a person getting a shot?
Well, Robert, thank you for that. That's great information, but what I would urge you to do is have a scientific protocol that you would follow, because you're doing the work already. All you have to do is organize it a little bit better. Get the people to sign some sort of a release waiver that they're able to give you the information whether or not they were vaccinated, because then you could do a virtual double-blind study. You won't know. You'll do your measurements. You won't know whether they've been vaccinated or not. You can record that, and then later on you could find out whether or not they had actually been vaccinated, and then you could actually do the correspondence. You can look at the relationship between those who are vaccinated and the increase in the Bluetooth frequency resonance that you're picking up.
I understand all that, but it's just mind-boggling. These numbers are started with a series of letters and then a long numerical number after them associated with nothing, as a iPhone, iPad, nothing. It's
right.
Just a number that you...
Right. Robert, let me help you out here. I believe that link is at my website where you can decode these alphanumeric codes. Plus, for the benefit of Dr. Horowitz, one of our regular listeners, Deputy Hendricks in Mississippi, has already done a controlled experiment where just to back up here a bit, once or twice a week, Deputy Hendricks does courtroom security. And the men and women who go into the courtroom are now allowed to have cell phones. So it's a controlled environment, which is in a public space, is highly unusual, as opposed to the hotel lobby where Robert was. So what Deputy Hendricks did was go into the controlled environment where he knows, because he did the security checkpoint, he knows nobody in there has a cell phone, and he got the alphanumeric code from these human beings in the courtroom who we know for a fact have no cell phones and no electronic devices. So to a certain extent, Doctor, it's already been done. And Robert, we appreciate the work you're doing. I want to ask you to keep it up.
All right, sir. Well, you guys have a good day. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, Doctor, I'm not sure if you're aware of we talked before about Deputy Hendricks and the work he's doing down there in the Mississippi forest. Right? Were you aware of that before this moment?
Actually, you had mentioned it previously, just briefly. Okay. Yeah, but okay. I'm not really very familiar with any of it, really.
Okay, well, there's an app that you can put on a cell phone. It's a free download on my website to have your cell phone become a Bluetooth Wi-Fi detector. And it's free. Anybody can do it. And with your, when you're within range of any thing putting out that, transmitting that signal, it'll be picked up and it will have assigned a alphanumeric code. So that's what that's all about. Let's not spend any more time on that. Let's see. What next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John. And hold on, John.
Well, Doctor,
we have another half hour for you if you want to spend it with us this morning. We have a
sure,
break.
Sure, John. Happy to.
I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Inflation reduction spending? I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. The Inflation Reduction Spending Package currently being suggested by Congress may be the most idiotic thing I've ever seen Congress try. And that's saying a lot. Inflation is when money becomes worth less. Money becomes worth less when there is too much money in the market. A spending bill, any spending bill, that puts more money in the market will only make inflation worse. Couple that with raising taxes and you get complete economic collapse. The proposed 15% minimum corporate tax will be passed along to you and me, the consumers. It is an obvious fact that only consumers pay taxes. So, government spending makes inflation worse, and higher taxes take even more of what's left. It honestly looks like our government wants us to just be too poor to survive. Until tomorrow, si vis pacem, parabellum.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm off forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. John from Texas, what's your question or comment for Dr. Horowitz?
Is it true that SCIO
Shio machines and other device, Shio devices used for analyzing the nutrition content of food by quantum mechanical and biofeedback methods is Israeli technology.
Yeah, I like that because it deals with what has been suppressed. It's very much the scalar energy fields that I think is really where the action is that nobody's really paying attention to. And it actually feeds into, and I'm glad to have the opportunity to end this hour, and I'll be happy to stay on with you, John, for the next half. But I want to go back to what John from Tennessee raised with regard to Jesus Christ and people who have faith and are born again as being the solution. You see, I look at it from both a born again as a Jew who loves Jesus. Basically, I call him Yeshua. The fact of the matter is I approach it from a scientific perspective, and it integrates with this whole concept of bioenergetics, the electromechanics, the reception and transmission of virtually what amounts to the Holy Spirit power of love that is established with a relationship. You have to have faith in order to have a productive relationship with Jesus or ultimately, finally, the Creator, because that's where the action is. It is that Holy Spirit power of love, which is a spirit, which is energy. What's energy? It is a electron resonating frequency generating phenomenon that enters your body when you sleep particularly and rejuvenates and restores you so you get fresh, a whole new start and feel better in the morning. That's the spirit. That's energy. That's frequency. And if you call it in with faith and trust, with heartfelt loving intention, in faithful prayer, miracles are produced always, because that's the contract that the Creator gave us as His children. So that's where I'm at with it. And I just think what you're raising is the bioelectronic devices that have for years been assessing the bioelectronics, bioenergy, frequency, resonance, the scalar energies. Divining is like that. Divining rods works the same way. When people divine for water and they're gifted with that spirit, that blessing, that anointing to receive that information, it's the same kind of technology that has been advancing in the electronics sector and in computerization. I've been looking at that since 1982 with the whole advent of what's called electroacupuncture according to Voll, V-O-L-L, where you can actually use a little instrument to assess the energy fields and whether or not a particular substance, such as a vitamin or a mineral, is going to be helpful for your unique situation.
Okay, John, thank you for your call. We got a tough hour break, but we got more callers on hold. We'll be right back.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.